in the limelight.
Activists say it's not enough to trust Biden's promises to end U.S. support for the war. Congress must compel him. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Sarah Lazar Ryder. This article is published under the heading, Congress Needs to Force Biden to End Yemen War. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Yemen is in a catastrophic state, says Kothar Abdullah, an organizer with the Yemeni Alliance Committee, adding, I have family there. Every day when I call and talk to them, the reality on the ground is far worse than it is ever portrayed. Abdullah, who is based in New York, is part of a network of grassroots organizers across the country calling on Congress to force an end to U.S. participation in the Saudi-led war using the same War Powers Resolution vetoed by former President Donald Trump in 2019. These organizers are asking lawmakers to go head-to-head with the Biden administration, which announced in February it was halting U.S. support for offensive operations, but nearly 6 months later has failed to fully extricate itself from the military intervention. As ongoing Saudi-led airstrikes collide with a worsening COVID-19 crisis, organizers like Abdullah are rallying in the streets and marching to lawmakers' offices, demanding they use their power to stop all U.S. participation in the violence, as well as the Saudi-led naval blockade that is choking off fuel supplies, spiking food costs, and contributing to power outages at hospitals. Some activists have even gone on hunger strike to demand material relief from what is widely considered the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Abdullah says it's imperative that a war powers resolution is introduced and passed under a Biden administration. So many lives are at stake here. Organizers are up against an administration that has not been forthcoming about what's doing on the ground. The Biden administration's February announcement was met with much fanfare, but public details on what constituted offensive operations and what exactly an end to the U.S. role would look like were vague from the outset. The Biden administration has since avoided providing details about what American withdrawal looks like. There are signs that the United States of America remains enmeshed in that war. In June, Ilyas Youssef of the Center for International Policy published a briefing which found that the U.S. has stopped providing some forms of assistance, mid-air refueling of aircraft, intelligence and surveillance used to identify bomb targets and arms transfers for fixed-wing aircraft used to carry out bombings. But other forms of assistance continue. The U.S. continues to provide maintenance and sustainment assistance to the Royal Saudi Air Force, RSAF, notes Youssef, a function that is essential to keeping Saudi aircraft flying. Meanwhile, the United States has not put a stop to other forms of transfers. This could include munitions used by attack helicopters, artillery, and armored vehicles, notes Youssef. The United States is also providing ships and training to the Royal Saudi Naval Force, which is leading the blockade of Yemen, although the role of the United States in enforcing this blockade is unclear. On July 16th, a coordinated day of action saw protests in Boston, New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. calling for a new aggressive effort to end the war. Activists hand-delivered letters to members of Congress who are in positions of power or have historically led on efforts to end the war, among them Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Representative Gregory Meeks, the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. These activists say that with Democrats in control of the House, Senate, and the White House, there is no reason this war should continue a moment longer. If Joe Biden and the U.S. Congress wanted to end this war, they could do it today, Paul Shannon, founder of the Raytheon Anti-War Campaign, said in a press statement. Since Biden made the announcement in February, some members of Congress have spoken out. Later the same month, 41 members of Congress called for transparency on U.S. involvement in the war. In April, 76 members of Congress released a letter calling on the Biden administration to demand an end to the blockade. And in May, 16 members of Congress signed another letter led by Senator Warren calling on the Biden administration to use all tools to end Saudi coalition's blockade of Yemen. But activists say they don't want members of Congress to merely ask. They want them to legislate like they did under President Trump. During Trump's tenure, members of Congress led multiple efforts to invoke the 1973 War Powers Act, passed in the aftermath of the Vietnam War, to force an end to the U.S. role in the Yemen war. The act says that Congress can compel a president to withdraw from a conflict if Congress has not formally declared or authorized the war, which the United States did not in Yemen's case. Shirin Al-Adaimi, a Yemeni-American organizer and a board member of advocacy organization Just Foreign Policy, tells In These Times that U.S. involvement in this war was illegal when it began under the Obama administration, illegal when it continued through Trump's presidency, and illegal now during the Biden's presidency. Democrats should not rely on Biden's promises to end this illegal and inhumane war, she argues. The leaders of the Trump-era War Powers Resolution, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Chris Murphy, and Representative Ro Khanna, have so far declined to take similar action under Biden. But there are indicators the leadership could come from elsewhere. On July 27th, call with the anti-war organization Code Pink, Representative Pramila Jayapal mentioned the possible threat of a Yemen War Powers Resolution in the context of a previous Congressional Progressive Caucus fight to structure the rules at the beginning of the new Congress. If the administration were not to do what we think is necessary to stop the blockade in Yemen, as an example, we would then be able to bring up a privileged War Powers Resolution for a vote, said Jayapal, who is the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. The remarks followed a classified briefing earlier on July 27th, attended by several members of the CPC and Senator Warren. Among them was Representative Ilhan Omar, who took to Twitter to speak out against the Saudi-led blockade. Activists, some of whom are watching their family and loved ones back in Yemen suffer under harrowing conditions, want lawmakers to take action soon and aggressively. This means mustering the political will to confront a democratic administration. Abdullah argues that the suffering of Yemenis should not only be invoked when it's politically expedient. We can't just be tokenized depending on the political weather at the moment. Hassan Al-Tayeb, lead lobbyist on West Asia Region Policy for Friends Committee on National Legislation, told In These Times that any measure to curb U.S. involvement in Yemen war is a step forward. Congress needs to step in and take legislative action. They have a number of tools they can use to cut off ongoing U.S. complicity, including in a must-pass NDAA appropriations bill and even a new war powers resolution, he said. They should consider all options when trying to end U.S. complicity. Numerous activists told in these times that of all the tools lawmakers could wield, a war powers resolution would be most impactful by far. The blockade, which seems to be contingent on continued U.S. support, is the biggest driver of the calamity in Yemen, which was the broadest humanitarian crisis prior to COVID, and which has, of course, been exacerbated by the pandemic. David Segal, executive director of the online advocacy organization Demand Progress, tells in these times. War powers resolution remain the most potent tool for forcing the administration to address this, he adds, because from a procedural vantage, the process of securing a vote floor vote is easier than with the other vehicles, and WPRs can't be filibustered in the Senate. Al-Ademi agrees and says that measures in the NDAA are not sufficient to protect Yemenis from U.S. attacks. If these measures go through, they will likely only last for 1 year. It's also arguably unethical to advocate for measures in an inflated war budget that should be drastically cut, not supported. The WPR, on the other hand, can be invoked anytime by any member of Congress, brought to debate without delays, and once it's made into federal law, cannot easily be revoked by subsequent executive powers by this administration and beyond. Given Biden's public statements about ending U.S. support for the war, he will also not likely veto it should it pass through Congress. In the meantime, says Abdullah, the blockade is affecting every other aspect of life. There is a fuel shortage, no fuel for hospitals, lack of access to water. She adds, it's very, very important for a war powers resolution to be introduced and passed under the Biden administration, under a Democratic administration.